Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With Merlin Car Auctions. With two car auctions weekly, Tuesday and Friday mornings at 10:30. See merlin.ie.
Fucking hell.
Well, that might be the first time we ever have to edit the front of it.
Yeah, the start of a thing.
Why would we edit it? Because, I mean, it's not like you don't swear when we're doing it properly anyway.
Because we're insulting people. We can't be doing that. You know. So good morning everyone. It's our first one back of the new year. It's our first one back in January in 2026.
Yes.
Our first one where we stand face to face, toe to toe, eyeball to eyeball, and chow down on what has been going on.
Yeah.
To the delectations of the people.
Not that we've ever done that on a podcast. There's never been that we've done. Do you know something? I think this is something we should be proud of. Are we over 200?
Oh, we're definitely over 200.
Right.
Yeah,
so
way over.
Over 200 episodes, right?
Yeah.
And we've never had a theme. Sorry, once. When you decided to go a bit do laddie for a while.
Yes.
Once we had a theme.
The one on depression and all.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did that one, yeah.
And other than that, we've had all of those shows, over 200 shows, and never had a theme. In fact, I go further, never had an idea.
Yeah.
Going into them.
Well, that's belligerence, isn't it, as well? Because the one time we did have an idea, and the one time we did have a theme, we did it, got nominated for an award, didn't win it, and went, well, fuck that then, we're not doing that anymore. That can go shit itself.
Yeah.
That's what
and
you get for
very,
hard
that
work.
That was a very good one.
I thought
so.
That was
a very good one. I was very, very proud of that and everything.
That's what you
and
get.
And they still didn't give us an award.
No, so then we're going back to doing nothing. Right, that's it forever. Why should I try? I tried once,
yeah,
and it didn't work, so what's the point?
And the other thing is, you get all these other Egypts and they get into the charts and everything. You see them in the charts, the lists of, you know.
Yeah, but we don't do anything to push this, you know. They'd be on social media.
Well, don't pretend like you want to do more work.
I don't. That's why we don't. But we can't give out about it. And
yes,
then,
we can. I want to be number one in the charts.
I don't, because that'll take loads of work. These other fuckers will be out there every time you see them. And don't forget to catch us on the podcast, where we'll be filling you in on everything that happened, blah, blah, blah. And we can tell you about where the best onion ring in Dublin. And then they do clips and videos, and they do all these bits and pieces. And, you know, they're online terminally a lot. Yeah, of course they do. You don't just get to number one by being good.
Hang on a second, I literally read a thing from one of the Talking Bollocks lads.
Yes.
He literally said that a week after they did the first one, and they did nothing a week...
That's ages ago.
There's an article or whatever, and literally the week after, they were number one in the charts.
Right, well, to maintain it.
And they, we'll tell you, nobody they do talks live bollocks shows, better than you.
They do live shows all over the country.
Now they do.
They research
in the
guests.
Beginning.
They get guests in and everything and all of that sort of stuff constantly.
Yeah, well, we have a studio.
They have a production team behind them and all.
Now they do. I'm saying.
Yeah, because they have to stay there.
Afterwards.
Yeah, but if we got number one once, we got nominated for an award and then we went, right, we didn't win it. Shove it up your hole. You know, yeah.
And then it got worse, actually. We stopped even being nominated for awards.
Well, that's it. Well, we won. Yeah, but no, we won.
There was this thing. It was like, hey, send in your podcast for this thing and whenever we're going to pick some of the best ones in Ireland. They didn't even give us a nomination.
Yeah. But that's what happens, isn't it?
That's humiliating. But, come on.
Not really. I thought it was great because we didn't have to go. I was dreading going out another night, you know. So I don't really mind that, to be honest with you. But anyone can be number one once. It's not really hard, I don't think, to be number one once. I think it's like staying up there is the hard part.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Have you been number one once?
Well, it was close to it, yeah.
All right, well, there you go. So
close to it, yeah.
Close, like.
Yeah.
So not the actual number one, but a number close to
one. Well, number one for a week. We were number one for a week, but that doesn't really count, does it? You have to, like, do a bit longer than that.
Well, they do say, what is it? Winning takes talent. Winning again takes... it doesn't matter. Forget it.
You sound like
rubbish,
George.
Anyway.
You actually sound like George Bush now.
Exactly.
Fill me once.
Fill me twice with a fish.
Fill me twice with a fish, shame on you. That's what you get. That's what happens there, you know. But I am glad all that Christmas bollocks is over. I mean, it was awful, wasn't it? It is awful. Every year it's awful.
Yeah, I'm going to say, actually, you know, the last few years had been a bit better.
But yeah.
I have to say, this one wasn't great.
No.
And, you know, it pains me because it makes PJ's one seem a little bit better. I had to admit to him that I was sick for the first part.
It did make me feel better.
The joy on his face.
I did honestly try not to laugh.
He laughed out loud.
I did.
He literally laughed out loud when I said to him that I got sick the day before Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because it's the way you say it, though. You don't do it like that. You go, well, if it makes you feel any better. I was sick over Christmas. And I was there. I didn't sort of say anything. And I tried not to laugh, and you went, yeah. All Christmas Eve. And I went, yeah. And
no, Stephen's there.
And then you went, and Christmas Day. And I was there. Okay, now I'm smiling. Anyway, absolutely fucked I was. And then I couldn't help myself. You made it sound too funny. And you weren't smiling or anything. You're right. Yeah. So I hope that makes you feel better, doesn't it?
I was like, he's in the States, right? I literally said to him, I was about to text him to say, look, if it makes you feel any better, I'm really not well.
Yeah.
And he was like, why didn't you do that?
That would have been brilliant. That was the news I needed to hear.
If you cared at all, you'd have sent me that text saying you weren't well.
That would have made life so much easier on me.
Unbelievable. So
that's what made me laugh.
It was a weird Christmas because it was long for
very long.
And normally I'd be celebrating that. We'd a good chunk. It was over 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so normally that would have been really good and everything. But for some reason, it felt broken and a bit disjointed. And
it was all over the place.
Being unwell and being whatever. It was kind of a bit weird, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get the full whack of it.
And I was over in the States and it was gas because Christmas there is a day. It is one day, right? And then that's it. You know, and I was out with this local bike club, went down to one of the local bike clubs. I was hanging around with them, having a few drinks and that. And then I rang the lads in Ireland and I say, look, I'm at this bike club. They want to say hello to you guys. They want to say hello, you know, that kind of, you know. Yeah. And they were like, oh, well, we're not. And the lads that I was talking to in Ireland, they had a keg of Guinness in the garden, right?
Okay.
They're standing around the keg and they had a tap and all that, a little shed. All the guys are going, whoa, you guys having a full party and you got to work tomorrow? And all the lads in Ireland were like, walk. And they're like, yeah, like it's a Tuesday. You know, they say Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, but it's a Tuesday between Christmas and New Year's.
Exactly, yeah.
And the breakdown in culture, they were like, oh, yeah. So they don't mind if you're drunk at work? They're like, no, we're not going to fucking work. Nobody goes to work. Yeah. Unless you work for a prison or a hospital or an emergency service, you don't go to work. Wow. And they couldn't. They were like, so how long are you guys off? Like, till there's another year.
Yeah.
You know, till another year rolls around.
And even then, like, once the new year is established, as in at least a week old, then we'll consider going back to
work. Yeah, we'll have a talk about it. We'll get in, you know. Yeah. And then we have the fading in process, you know, where you come in the first day after and you don't do anything.
Exactly.
And then you come in the next day a little bit late. And then you come in on the following day, the Wednesday, and you think, oh, God almighty, the amount of mails and all. Oh, so you have to delete all them. And then the important ones
unread.
The important ones will get you again. And then you get this week that we're in now, we get this out of the way. We're mostly unproductive, I think it's fair to say, for most people in the country.
Yeah.
And then we'll start again on Monday.
I mean,
that's the way Christmas goes.
I have to say, it's mad to think how America was once upon a time. I know nowadays, okay, it's a very different story, you know, because of people's view of what goes on over there. But once upon a time, everybody thought America was literally the land of...
Oh,
it was make-believe. It was absolutely
Disneyland.
Yeah.
If you could just get to America.
They couldn't wait to get there and everything. But I mean, that business about only getting a day off for Christmas, that's always been there.
Always.
Like, they only get, what's their official holiday allowance?
5 days.
5 days?
You get a week, yeah.
In a year?
Yeah, you get a week, yeah. Some places, if you're lucky or you have like a very understanding boss or whatever, but they're only legally obliged to give you a week off. And
oh,
then you get
God.
Then you get 4th of July. No, you don't get 4th of July, actually. You get Thanksgiving. And you
don't even get 4th of July.
No, you get Thanksgiving, Labour Day and Christmas Day are your guaranteed days off.
Right.
No bank holidays. No such thing as bank holidays. You don't do them. And you're in much earlier and out much later. And school kids. School starts an hour earlier as well because they don't do this thing where in Ireland we just go, I can't come into work, I have to drop the kids to school. They don't do that. You have to get them in at 8 or 7 or whatever.
Right.
And then they do all their extracurricular nonsense because they can't be collected. Oh, it's hard living.
Wow.
And if you get sick and you call an ambulance, they take all your money on your house off you.
It's hard to know why anybody thought that was the dream.
I know. Well,
Even back then,
because at least you could be broke in Ireland and be the same as everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And you know,
I mean,
it was a great time in Ireland where you could be on the dole and no one cared.
Yeah.
You know, you were just left at it for a while.
Just as a matter of interest then, because we're not the outliers when it comes to holidays, are we? I mean, obviously America with only a week.
No, we
and
get...
We're 4 weeks for most people.
We still get one bank holiday less than most of Europe.
Okay.
Because we have one month without
one. Most of Europe have a 20-day standard sort of holiday allowance or whatever?
Is it 15, I think?
Is it?
Yeah, 20 is for... Even in Ireland, Jim, we're taking the piss. 20 days.
20?
Yeah, 20 is
a
lot.
I thought that was fairly standard stuff.
No, I don't think so. And then there's those other companies, though, the big companies, you know, the ones that have no holiday allowance at all. You just take as many days as you want as long as the work gets done. Have you heard about these companies?
No.
Yeah, there's a few of them. You basically take as many holidays as you want as long as the work gets done. You're given like a checklist of achievements. And you take as many holidays as you want around it.
Right.
I'd be there for a year.
I don't know.
And they pull me in and go, I'll be there. Well, paid well. On to the next thing, I suppose.
What would be, it'd be hard to put together a list of things for us for, you know what I mean? Because really, kind of our thing is like, show up then, go home then. The bit in the middle is kind of, anybody's guess really.
What goes on?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's not like there's, like if you were to set sort of productivity sort of landmarks or indicators or whatever for us, it'd be hard.
Wouldn't it?
Like it'd be like if somebody said to you, if you had it written in somewhere, you know, be funny 8 times and on Tuesday and another 9 times on Wednesday.
Nine? Yeah, Jesus, it's been a while.
You know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
If it was like, Jim, read the traffic 3 times on Monday.
Like, yeah, you'd be like, what?
Well, can I do them all together? At the same, can I do them all?
Can I just do them 3 times back to back?
Can I do them all at 6 o'clock and then go home?
How about I just do all the traffic in one?
Yeah. So we can never benefit from that.
Not really, no.
You kind of have to show up.
Yeah, you have to show up. That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing about discipline. I wish, Jim, the only thing I hate, I love this job. I really do. I love this job. I love coming here. I'm always reminding myself how much luckier we are than so many people and all. So even when stuff gets up me hole, I go, right, that's not a problem in the real world, you know.
Yeah.
But except for one thing, Jim is a fucking, oh, God. Like, I just wish you weren't so reliable. Like, it's a pain in the hole. You know, if anything goes wrong with the show, everybody knows it's me. That drives me mad.
No, that's not strictly true. Sometimes there's technical issues.
It doesn't. No, yeah, well, it's me. And then it's probably because I pressed something on the machine or I fell over it. But everybody knows. And it drives me mad. Everybody knows when there's a problem with the show, it was me. So snow is coming. Jim lives in a mountain. Jim lives in the Irish Alps, right? It's an inaccessible place to get to. I live 5 kilometres away. When the big snow hit, who was in the job? Who was here? Jim. Drives me mad.
And who got stuck in a snowdrift?
And I got stuck in a snowdrift on the Clontarf Road.
And he pulled out by the guards.
And he pulled out. The guards and told me out. Wouldn't let me leave the car.
He was about 500 yards from his house.
And I still couldn't get out. I couldn't get out of here. When someone gets sick, always me.
Oh, man.
When someone comes in and has to leave early, always me.
That's the thing about the Christmas thing. I thought that you'd particularly enjoy it, not only because I was sick at Christmas, and that's a terrible time to be sick and all, but just because you're always giving out about the fact that I don't get sick enough.
You don't, yeah. You don't. It drives me mad. And then one day I'll just be dead, and I'll go, well, that's it, now we're all out of a job. What do you do that for? Big fucking age.
Selfish bastard. Because genuinely, when I wasn't well, I was going to text you on the basis of proof that I do get sick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then partly just to cheer you up.
But there you
knowing
go.
That I was having a miserable
Even
time
Even when
at Christmas.
Jim gets sick, he schedules us for his holidays. So it doesn't affect the reliability of the man. I mean, that's outrageous, isn't it?
That's terrible, yeah.
He's there, I haven't time to be sick. It doesn't really suit me, he'd be here. But I'll do Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'll wait. Look at the apartment comes out of the way.
And then I'll be all set to go back to work, you know.
And I tell you, wouldn't that be funny? It wouldn't be fucking funny at all, right? But if, like, literally, if I died in a way that it happened over a weekend,
the
work wouldn't be up to...
He'll die just as we leave here on a Friday, and the funeral will be the Sunday night.
And everybody will have to be back at work.
And everybody will be back in on the Monday.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Didn't even get a day off because of the elf.
Yeah. And even our CEO will go, fair play to him, he never let us down. Not even in his death.
Can't remember his name, but he was very good to everybody.
He was brilliant, he was.
You're mate, PJ, remember him? No, I can't think of his name
either. We're always saying. The headline when Jim dies, PJ Gallagher devastated the death of his friend.
Yeah, literally, the entire article. There won't be a mention of me. Yeah. Won't be a mention of me. It'll be just all about PJ talking about it.
PJ Gallagher, who doesn't know what he's going to do next after the death of his friend.
PJ Gallagher, who announced his new tour
at the funeral of Jim McCabe.
Yeah, took the opportunity at the homily to say, I'll be doing a series of dates throughout the spring.
You know, like people normally go, and if you join us after the ceremony, we'll have soup and sandwiches and Kennedy's, whatever. It'll be, and after the ceremony, I'll be starting my tour in Vicar Street.
Tickets
on sale.
At the back of the church.
Back of the church right now, actually.
Sorry about the delay, but Jim totally let me down by dying when I needed him.
Fairness,
from me.
I could have really done with his help on this, but you know, there you go. What are you going to do? That's him all over, really, isn't it?
Unbelievable. What a way to start a new year.
What a way to start a new year, yeah.
And before anybody even contemplates asking the question or expects us to talk about it, no, we didn't make a New Year's resolution.
No.
Nor will we ever again.
No, so. I gave up water. That's it, yeah. I'm done with water. I don't like it. I never did. I had to drink it for whatever, staying alive.
You've broken that.
Well, oh, I did, yeah, drank, yeah, I did, yeah.
Well, all week you've been drinking water.
Well, I gave it up for refreshment then.
I gave up enjoying it.
I gave up.
I now drink it as a punishment.
Yes, I gave up enjoying water. Now I drink water, and every time I have a sip of it, I'll take that, you miserable bastard.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
With Merlin Car Auctions. Save thousands when you buy your next car at trade prices with MerlinCarAuctions.ie. Radio Nova.
We were talking earlier on, actually, we were saying when we were talking about the people yesterday using those phrases when they come back to work, you know, the kind of cliches that get rolled out. Still talking about the traffic, talking about not being able to wake up, talking about how much you ate or whatever it was, right? And one of the things that cropped up was holidays, right? Because that's a big thing. Well, actually, I wonder, has it eased off a little bit in recent years?
The holidays, yeah.
The idea that, you know, January came around and the first thing that everybody kind of went
book
to...
Book a holiday.
Exactly.
Give yourself something to look forward to
that
if
was
you
the
have
plan.
The money. Yeah.
Hang a bit of hope on something in the future to keep you going, to get you through the dark months. Mm-hmm. Book yourself a holiday. Well... Wait, I tell you, apart from trying to find, I don't know, suitable accommodation and good weather and, I don't know, the best deals or whatever, something you may have to contend with on your holidays in the future is flying debris.
Bad roads.
Bad roads.
I know you can't, I know that sounds absolutely ludicrous, but space debris... They're now saying, the University of British Columbia is saying that space debris now poses a growing risk to commercial aircraft.
Wow.
So potholes of the sky, essentially.
You might have to do a bit of a swerve.
You'd be like on the planet, a bit of turbulence and all. And then you're going, apologies there, the passengers. We've just hit a shopping trolley. Sorry about that there now.
Shopping trolley, yeah.
Well, whatever is up there.
Space debris.
Yeah, well, there's lots of stuff up there, Jim, right? I don't know what it is particularly in spending special moments. Right. Lots of unused satellites, lots of things they've shot up there, lots of antennae and antennies and whatever it is that they use to monitor
and so
the world and lots of satellites.
Fall out of the space bit.
And that's what
and
they're worried
into,
about.
Back into the atmosphere or whatever.
Yeah, and you'd be going along in your plane and all that, and they'd be going, yeah, apologies there, we've hit a French on the way there. It's on the way down there now, so hopefully the French, we don't hear anything else.
It's the idea that space debris would be a bit like, you're making it sound like it'd be like illegal dumping. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, kind
like
of
somebody
is.
Would knock on your door and go, found this label that was... stuck to a fridge which was deposited in space.
Yeah, it was near the moon.
I paid a lad to take that away.
Well, I think you're fine. He's after dumping it on the moon. How do you get it to the moon? I don't know. It's your phone bill, is it?
I didn't ask him. He just said he'd do it for 100 quid. So
take it away for 100 quid. I said, yeah, but he took it to Finglas and he shot it in a rocket. It's gone. Went up to the moon. And that's where it is. We'll have to find your old bike and all there as well.
That's what we're going to do. Is we're just going to start illegal dumping out there. Just get rid of it.
That kind of is what they're doing. Okay, granted, it's not fridges and bikes and stuff, but it is satellites and space parts and stuff that falls off aircraft or that they dump and they obviously can't retrieve it and all of that.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, because the stuff that when a rocket goes up or whatever and they blow bits off. As it goes into orbit or whatever. That stuff just floats around.
Floats around, yeah.
And then every time there's a sort of, you know, anything GPS-wise or any sort of app or any sort of telecommunications
thing. It goes
thing,
up and then...
They all...
One day they turn it off or they... Whatever, and that's it.
Just leave it there.
And they leave it there. And then then next thing you're going to Tormelinos. You know? And you have to do a U-turn because...
Sorry, the road is blocked. There's been a couple of things fall down there. Don't know what you're... A bit of a problem, sorry about that. We're going to have to just do a bit kind of a room turn. In the meantime, if you, because it's going to take an extra half an hour if you'd like to buy a time around. There's a moment there now, giving out sucky sweets.
That's it. We could be going into that, you know.
Yeah. So it'll be the equivalent of what they do with trains, where that mad thing that nobody could ever understand, where they had to clean
leaves
off the track.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be all that.
Your plane will be stopped. Stopped in the midair, just waiting for the a maintenance crew.
Yeah, yeah.
To clear some debris.
Please remain not in the toilet.
Please remain not in the toilet. I'd be a great pilot, wouldn't I?
You're absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Please remain not in the toilet, as there seems to be leaves flying around in the air. We're much lower than I thought.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Do you have any phobias, by the way? Do you have any kind of...
Not particularly. I don't like ladybirds. They freak me out a little bit.
Ladybirds?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about them.
Right. You're okay with all other general kind of creepy crawlies. You don't mind spiders and earwigs?
No, I don't mind them. Yeah, sure, I've had them on my head and everything. No problem. But there's something about ladybirds.
That wasn't even a challenge. You just... That was just a thing.
Jim said there's some on your head there. I went, oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to take them off earlier. Yeah.
Ladybirds.
I don't know what it is. When they open up, there's something about it I don't like. It kind of freaks me out.
I think, do I have any? I mean, I'm not great with spiders, you know. Now, I don't, when I say spiders, I mean the huge jobs. I haven't thankfully really come in, you know, contact
into
with
contact
them.
With them, yeah.
Your average house spider is, you know, that's grand, but I'm just saying, I think the...
When you see one like a human hand running along the room.
Yeah. Like the stuff you did with having that tarantula thing crawling over your face and everything.
Yes.
I don't think I could do that.
Oh,
now,
dear.
Does that qualify as a phobia or does that qualify as common sense?
It's a phobia.
Right, okay.
The tarantulas that were on my head were very nice fellas.
The ladybird one, I suppose, could qualify under this because there are some strange... Well, look, one person's phobia you know, might seem strange to somebody else.
And well, a clip went around recently, right, last couple of weeks, of a woman who was absolutely terrified of snowmen.
Right.
So she was living where there was snow, so she couldn't go out for a couple of days. And people were like, that's hilarious, terrified of snowmen. And then, of course, people jumped to her defence and went, oh, no, hold on a minute. Just because you're not afraid of it, or it might seem stupid to you, doesn't mean it's not terrifying to someone else. And then they listed their phobias. And one woman said, yeah, exactly. It's not funny, you know. I'm terrified of Claudia Winkleman. every time she comes on the television, I have to run out of the room. I get the shudders and everything. If she's on the news or anything at all, I can't. I have to run away.
So we're not talking like I just don't like that particular person. We're talking a phobia, as in a fear, an irrational fear.
Yes.
Of Claudia Winkleman in the same way as some people might have about spiders or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Wow. And another woman says, when our fella was staying over in our house the first time, you know, she said something was over in the wardrobe and he opened it up and she heard a blood-curdling scream. He was like, ah! And he goes, the coat hangers! You've loads of coat hangers! And they're empty! And she was like, what's wrong with that? He goes, I can't deal with this. There's something about empty wire coat hangers. He was terrified. Like, he was genuinely afraid something would happen.
Wow. I assume these things are, they have to be rooted in something. Something weird happened at some stage in somebody's life.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, for example, somebody's texted in scrambled eggs.
You're and I'm afraid of them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is Barry, right? So, Barry, just clarify. Are you saying that you're genuinely, like, you have a phobia of scrambled eggs?
Yeah. Like, what do you think is going to happen with the scrambled egg?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a megalophobia. And there's someone here that has that. They hate pylons and skyscrapers and cranes and big trees. They can't walk next to them because they're convinced they're going to fall on them.
Oh, well, yeah. Now, that has some element of rationality to it.
She has to work at home now because they put up a crane in the building next to, beside her building that she worked in, and she can't work there because she thinks the crane's going to fall on her all day long.
Oh my God.
But then you think of the fella who's afraid of fluttering. They went to a
fluttering?
Yeah, they were in a beer garden, him and his mate, and a butterfly went fluttering and he went, mother Jesus, and he jumped and had to run into the pub. And they said, are you afraid of butterflies? He goes, no, I'm not afraid of butterflies, I'm afraid of fluttering. He says, as long as the butterfly is still,
if it's landed,
I don't mind,
that's okay. But it's the wing flapping.
Fluttering, yeah. And he went, what do you mean fluttering? He goes, any fluttering at all. And they were like, if a bird takes off, and he goes, well, I'm not very comfortable with it. So fluttering, yeah. Small winged fluttering. That's his phobia. Yeah.
That's properly out there.
And then there's another guy, he's terrified, get this one, he's terrified of church bells, right? Literally, okay. If he's near them and they start to ring, he gets weak legs and heart races and everything, right? And you think that's easy enough to avoid, but he's a minister. That's his job.
Yeah.
So he does every day. He's like, oh, here we go. Woo! You know, bong. Oh, James. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So he went.
I think he's praying. Oh, two. Oh, mother of the James.
So he... Wow. I don't suppose it elaborates as to whether he developed the fear after he became a priest.
I'd say I must, because why would you get into
it? Something,
was why would you do it?
Did you watch that? You didn't watch that thing on Netflix, did you, about the murder in Monte Carlo or something like that it was called. It was like a big famous billionaire guy. And it was a mysterious kind of whodunit around his murder or whatever.
No, I don't know that one.
Penthouse kind of place in Monaco or whatever it was. Anyway. But the weird thing was, I'm convinced that during the course of that documentary, somebody said that one of the firemen was afraid of heights.
One of the firemen?
Yeah. That was said during the course of the investigation. One of the firemen said that he was afraid of heights.
How do you get into a job like that?
That's what I'm saying.
And what do you say to the lads? You go up and throw them down, I'll catch them. On your own, you just throw them down.
It's just
the
idea that he'd be trying to fake his way through it
for a long time.
For a long time.
He's great with the holes, that lad.
Yeah.
Always have him on the holes. We're down upstairs. Where upstairs?
Yeah.
There's nobody in there. I checked already.
I'll keep a lookout. You go ahead.
I'll let the guards know that there's some fire.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With Merlin Car Auctions. With two car auctions weekly, Tuesday and Friday mornings at 10:30. See merlin.ie.
Sometimes you'd be better off failing.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if, it's one thing to do a healthy food thing or to a healthy lifestyle thing or whatever, if it's genuinely healthy. As opposed to one of these mad fad ones.
Yeah, please don't do anything stupid. Please don't do a fad diet or an emergency diet or whatever they call it, or any sort of ridiculous... if it sounds ridiculous, it is. That's a good rule of thumb when it comes to dieting and stuff. Don't diet at all. Just like, by all means, stop drinking cans and eating multi-packages of crisps or whatever. But don't do any of these crazy diets. Like, for example, there's one, the cabbage soup diet, apparently, is
That's
one.
That's a famous one, isn't it?
Yeah. Promises a rapid weight loss. I honestly didn't think there was a way to ruin cabbage any more than it's already ruined itself. But apparently there is. And you eat nothing but cabbage soup for a week. And it is low on calories, obviously, because it's just water. But it's very unbalanced. It's no nutrients. And people, you get this. People who've tried it feel fatigued, irritable and deprived. Of course you do. You are fatigued, irritable and deprived.
Yeah.
They're not just feelings.
And the weird thing about that is, they've taken what is, cabbage as a vegetable is very good vegetable. Leafy, green veg, whatever, probably has loads of nutrients and stuff.
Tastes like hair. But
and they've probably boiled it to within an inch of its life to turn it into a soup.
Yeah.
And taken all the good stuff out of it.
All the good stuff out of it and then just drink water. Don't do it.
Is that what cabbage soup is? Just the water that cabbage was boiled in?
I think it might be.
Or do you whiz it up or something?
What do you whiz up water? It's still water.
No, whiz up the cabbage like that was in it.
Oh, God. Either way, it sounds very grim to me. And then there's the grapefruit diet.
What?
A grapefruit diet.
I thought you said a great food diet.
No.
I was thinking, ooh.
Grapefruit diet. Sorry, the way I said it, I suppose. That's, they say, boosts your metabolism and aids weight loss. But it doesn't. It's a fad diet. Anything that involves fruit is normally a scam, isn't it? I hate fruit. I like a banana. But I do hate fruit. I hate fruit. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Anything that you eat that makes you more hungry is weird. They say it's healthy and all, but it's never worked for me. I can't stand fruit.
Grapefruit is the only thing you would eat in that diet.
No, you have half a grapefruit with every meal. So it fills up your stomach a bit more and you eat less of the other stuff. I mean, grapefruit is disgusting.
It doesn't even taste nice.
No.
That's the sour one, kind of one, isn't it?
Again, it's fruit. I mean, that's why I've given up fruit and water for this year. I think it's a good choice. Healthy choice, the baby food diet is another one where you just eat baby food and nothing else.
But sure, look, you've already done that.
But
by default, you didn't get a choice in it. You just had to eat all the food that your babies weren't eating.
Toddler food. So for about 6 months, I ate chicken nuggets off the floor.
Yeah.
And that's
about
it.
They never mentioned that in the diet.
Yeah, yeah.
You very, very rarely see that in recipe books.
Eat only what your kids throw on the floor. You'd put on weight. They throw everything on the floor.
That would actually be like a mad version of the caveman diet or whatever, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you literally only eat food that has fallen to the floor.
Yeah. Only eat toast that's been rubbed in your young fella's hair. Because that's what they do.
Unusual,
and then you won't want as much of it. That is the fact. And
so baby food, as in the stuff like that you'd get
puree,
in a little jar. And
the puree, yeah. Oh, wow. Which is completely unsatisfactory. You'll never feel satisfied, which means it's impossible to maintain. Yeah. And it's a bad idea. And then there's the cookie diet. Can you actually believe this? This diet revolves around replacing sugar meals with formulated cookies, low-calorie cookies.
Right.
Low-calorie cookies. So basically smaller cookies. This happens to me.
Biscuits, like, effectively.
Yeah, small. And they curve your... This happens to me. I remember buying... You know the way you go out and you buy low-calorie crisps? Do you ever have that one?
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, right, and you open the bag, right? And there's four of them.
I was just about to say, all that ends up... They're low-calorie crisps because...
There's four of them.
Instead of it being a, I don't know, 25-gram pack...
Yeah.
It's a 10-gram pack.
Yeah, and it tastes like a crispy ear. It was awful. So what happens? You just eat the whole six packets all at once.
Do you ever try eating those? You know those vegetable crisps? Where they're like dried vegetables.
Honest to God, the most disgusting thing ever. You know Americans think they're giving their kids vegetables when they give them to the kids.
Yeah, but Americans think they're giving their kids vegetables by putting tomato sauce on their pizza. Or whatever, do you know what I mean?
Those vegetable crisps. Anything vegetable, it's like fruit. It's never going to end well, is it? And then there's the werewolf diet.
I'm all on board, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
It's made for me.
This is it. I'm at Jim's Hairy Back and all that. Might have gotten from. Also known as.
Hairy Back is literally standing up in excitement.
And wait till you hear this. So it's known also as the lunar diet. It's based on the belief that the phases of the moon influence the body's ability to lose weight, right? So depending on what's away the moon is. So followers of this diet, they fast during certain phases of the moon. And the gravitational pull of the moon, that sucks the fat off you. Off your metabolism.
That went downhill very fast. Yeah. I was optimistic about that one. I thought it was literally like, you know, werewolf diet. Get out there and eat meat. Loads of it. Even if it's raw.
There was Jim, thinking, oh, brilliant. Finally the diet I've been looking for. I can run out of the house in the nip and eat a raw sheep.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There's a weird kind of thing that's on the go at the moment that, you know, people have been giving out about January. Obviously, people have been texting in about, oh, blooming January, it's still January. You know, all this.
Finally found out why Jim has come in optimistic this morning. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I've just found out.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm getting the blame for this, am I?
Well, no, you just sits right in. I was there going, what's going on with Jim? He's never optimistic, you know. He always Mr. Dark Cloud. Himself,
Me, I always put on the facade of happiness.
Yeah, but I know you. You know, and he came in today and we were saying, it's not a great day out. And he goes, oh, but it looks like one. I was like, where is this weird optimism coming from, right?
Ah, just a bit of brightness.
And then he's all like, oh, you know, something I'm looking forward to this. I was like, looking forward to. And then it's rung a bell. You're one of these people. There's 79% of people, this really knocks it on the head, have now gotten into this new thing. You know FOMO, fear of missing out?
Mm.
Apparently that's gone. For the month of January, this is no season. What we call no season, right? Where people like Jim, they ask him, would you like to go for a pint? He goes, nah. No, I don't want to go for a pint. And would you like to get something to eat? No. Ah, no. I don't want to. And it's the easiest time of the year to say no to people. And now it's JOMO. So it's the joy of missing out.
Right.
So it's JOMO. And that's what it is with Jim.
So this
he suddenly realised he has no social responsibilities and he loves it.
This month gives you the perfect excuse.
Yeah.
That when people do that, literally before Christmas, we were talking about this, the pressure that comes on you of like, oh, we must get together for a jar, or we must catch up for a coffee,
and
or we must
have
whatever.
To do this, and they'll have to do this party, and you have to do that party. You have to show
January,
your face, and you have to visit people, yeah.
There's no expectations
and
on
there's
you.
There's no expectations.
It's like, gosh, nobody does that in January.
And if anyone asks
nobody's
you.
Any money.
Yeah, exactly. And if anyone asks you, you can just say all these things. Ah, look, I'm not, I'm sitting in.
And you can lie.
Week. Yeah. I'm doing
dry January.
Yeah, I'm doing all that.
What do you mean you're doing? A pair of us are literally sitting in a pub. No.
I'm taking this point home for the 1st of February.
It's just pre-ordering.
That's it, just get ready. Just get ready, you know yourself. And so that, it's no season. The joy of missing out is what it is. And loads of people are getting into it. And that's what it is. So if you see someone who's normally a little bit miserable, maybe they have a woolly back, walking around, not a potter on them, where you're wondering what's going on there, if they got a few quid, they've hit JOMO season, they've hit no season. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Finally somebody's, able to turn things down.
Somebody texted to say, just described my hubby to a T.
Really?
Yeah.
So
obviously another person who's absolutely delighted to be able to say no to absolutely everything.
Yeah. So some people now, and this is it, like, so it's the joy of this season is, you know, would you like to come with me for a sandwich, a candlelit sandwich somewhere? And they people just go, no. And why not? Well, I have plans. What's your plans? I'm going to sit with no jocks on, one sock on,
like Cody.
Eat a Chinese in the bath. You know,
like Cody in Dublin 18. Get Dial-A-Can. They'll deliver fresh to you.
That's always not drink, a real always, thing, is it?
Always drink responsibly. I don't know. Cody in Dublin 18 is claiming, get Dial-A-Can.
But there you go.
And again, always drink responsibly.
And that's what it is. It's going to be people watching rom-coms, crying into ice cream with happiness. Yeah. That they're not going out anywhere, wearing their pyjamas all day long, you know, not a bother on them, using their heated blankets they got for Christmas that they never thought they'd use, floating around the place, lying around like an old dog, maybe not showering for 3 days, because who cares? I like smelling like an onion. What's wrong with that?
I think we've got a deep insight into how PJ spends his time now, haven't we?
Well, it's just, yeah, Jim, I have FOMO, and I don't want to miss out on the JOMO.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.